Hey, you very diverse group of Kiwi Farms people. I would like to get back with you in text, but unfortunately, I have been busy with quite a few things, one of which is taking care of my mother and making sure that all of her situations right now are all right. She's just transitioning into senior citizenship, so there's a lot of bureaucracy she needs to understand, and I'm making sure that she doesn't get manipulated from any of that. So that's my top priority. But the other thing, some of you have mentioned that Ayla has been in what resembles a cult. And I think that not only is she has she been in a cult, I think that Ayla has cult addiction, so to speak. Okay, because first she was in the cult that she admits was a cult, which was the Christian cult. Then she was in Leverage, which was by Geoff Anders. And by the way, I knew a person who knew Geoff Anders in graduate school and said that Geoff Anders gave off would create occult vibes. Okay. So that's saying something in and of itself, because philosophy students don't normally think of each other as willing to create a cult. We're usually very, I don't know, like kind of solitary and like, doesn't matter. Point is, we don't think that much about each other. We're not that concerned about each other. So for this person to think like, oh, this person has cult vibes, that would have taken a lot, man. Okay, so once more, that's Geoff Anders. That was the second cult that she was in. The third cult that I think that she is in is called Circling, and it is sort of like a bunch of people being on MDMA but not having sex. If you just Google Guy Sengstock, 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 the dude is fucking creepy as shit. Like, I mean, he's bald, which, no judgment, like that doesn't matter. But the way he moves his eyebrows, that's what matters. The dude looks like he's you gotta see it. You can YouTube it, I promise. And she kept inviting people to go to this thing, and I kept declining because I don't want to get indoctrinated by your fucking cult, Ayla. You have. And I remember when I was talking about this with her, she said, "Oh, I'm looking for culty smells." And I'm okay, so this is what I meant by there's a time limit on how long I have when I'm in the community after she's there, because I can't say what I'm really thinking to Ayla after she's there past a certain point, because when she says, "I'm looking for culty smells," what I'm thinking is, yeah, and you might have COVID because your nose is fucking busted. The girl gets herself into cult after cult after cult after cult, or pseudo cult, which is the thing, by the way. And I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to write about it, but again, I don't have time to write about it here on Kiwi Farms. I'm sorry, I just don't. I hope this is. There is this kind of person who is like a half cult, half groomer, half demagogue. Like, they're not a groomer because they're not manipulating women below the age of 18. The women tend to be 18 to 25. So it's not like people like Freya in this thread are saying, I think that that's what they're concerned with. About the children that are like rationalists are going for the 18 to 25 demographic. And they're not fostering belief in the supernatural, but they are certainly doing something that checks about 50 out of 100 boxes in those categories. And it is fucking weird. And this is the point of this talk. I should have like, put this at the beginning, I'll probably put a little text at the beginning to, like, skip to 5 minutes in to get to the point. But basically, if you are involved in any rationalist thing and there is a group house involved, get the fuck out. Just peace out. Just get the fuck out. Okay. The way in which the Time magazine article described effective altruism was so similar to the experience that my ex-girlfriend had in a group house of millionaires who had already founded their own successful startups in the Bay Area that it disturbed me legitimately. And I even asked her, were these the same people that you roomed with? And when I say weird and disturbing people, you might think like, oh, maybe they listen to death metal. Maybe they like quack a rubber ducky as they shower. No. One of these people turned into another gender at about 6 p.m. Another person and several other people saved up for a tank of laughing gas that they would use, and one person apparently just took a huge hit and then stood in front of my ex. I didn't know her at the time. We didn't know each other. This was she was a different person, but I'm saying this person is in front of her and he's just looking at her, staring at her, blank eyed, fucking walking dead shit. Okay. Now these people take off their clothes at regular intervals, which is a very, honestly, I don't know how white you think you are or how white I think I am, but these people would take off their clothes at scheduled intervals and then just have an orgy. Okay, it's 8 p.m. Now we all get naked and what the fuck? Okay, to be fair, I'm not totally sure about this part, but it is in character. Okay, so I don't know if that happened, but I know that that is totally in character with the people who made this house, so don't get it twisted. Now, my ex had a friend who is from, what you might call the hood. And this friend, he and I don't have the best relationship. He's given me a couple of death threats before, but he's from the hood. So, and when he was with her at this little rationalist house environment, he was like, dude, this shit's a cult. And I agreed with him. And I think that he was making the right choice. I think I'm glad that he was there to provide that perspective, because holy fucking shit, these people were fucking insane. Okay? Yes, this dude gave me death threats, but he also saved a valuable person in my life from being captured by a laughing gas turn into gender at 6 p.m. Scheduled orgies startup cult that entices you in with the promise of, because that's what they do. That's what I'm saying. It's not quite grooming. They don't groom you. They make you believe that you have prospects, you have these potentials, that you have these incredible traits about you, and that these will be unlocked by virtue of being around all these people. And that is what gets people involved with this shit. It's this idea that your hidden potential is going to be exposed to the world, and you will become the person you've always wanted to be by virtue of being around us. And oh my God, is that not what happens? if you ever find yourself, if you ever, I'm serious, if you ever find yourself in a rationalist group house, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. If you ever, forever, if you ever find yourself in a rationalist group house, get the fuck out. Just do it. Just do it. I'm dead serious. Because you might be dead. And I might be the one who's serious. But, yeah, whatever. Point is, don't be a fucking idiot.